My life was already falling apart with fear and uncertainty. But on that cold day in February, reality set in. My 9-year marriage was over. And with no marketable job skills, no place to live, and a young child to care for, the only choice I had was to move back home with my parents. I felt alone, ashamed, and humiliated. I was broken. And with precise accuracy, the shots fired by the enemy seemed to hit every target area of my heart. Words like unlovable, ugly, fat, worthless, and stupid never left me. Even as a born-again believer, I bought into the lie that said God could never use me again. But buried underneath all of the despair, a seed had been planted many years earlier by the one who loves me more than any man, woman, or child ever could, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, a few weeks after moving back home, my mother purchased a new Bible for me that became my lifeline. Through its pages, the Holy Spirit began to water and nourish that seed buried deep within me. Little by little, hope for the future began to blossom, and I can still tell you today the exact spot I was sitting when Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 flooded my soul. It says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory." Now, my friend, I don't know where you are or what you're walking through, and that's okay. God does. But never forget that he loves you and his promises are sure. You see, my path to healing wasn't easy or overnight. It was a minute-to-minute, day-by-day process. But I can certainly testify that he has done exceedingly, abundantly, above all I could ever ask or think. And he can do the same for you. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.